Twisted Roots by A.G. Parker. Read by A.G. Parker. Dear listener, today you might be able to hear the rain falling on the roof of my writer's shed, so hopefully that will add to the atmosphere of this chapter and not detract too much from any of the content. Chapter 10. A witch is born out of the true hungers of her time. Ray Bradbury, Long After Midnight. Sometime during the sunlit hours, the hard shrill of the phone rang out. Layla crept from her room across the landing to listen at the banister, but all she could make out were rumblings from her father. His measured footsteps paced the floor beneath before creeping up the stairs past Jacob. Layla didn't bother to pretend she hadn't been listening and was grateful Elliot didn't pretend that everything was fine. Last night, Leslie wasn't feeling too good. Penny's asked me to pop over to check in on her. The scrunch of gravel alerted them to the arrival of a visitor. Elliot descended wearily to open the door, and Layla, already feeling the surge of expectant panic, stole along the landing to peek out of the small round window of the bathroom. A police car idled outside, but her father didn't invite them in. Instead, they stood and spoke under the eaves of the house where Layla couldn't see them. It was a dry summer's day, but the wind shook the trees and snatched at the policewoman's words, carrying them away into the woods. Some minutes later, building dust clouds marked their retreat as the tyres churned the dirt of the driveway. Layla waited until they had gone before tiptoeing to the kitchen door where her father stood with ashen face. "Leslie's been taken away," he said. "I was too late. They said she'll recover, but..." Days passed in blurry grey. Jacob spent most of his time sat in numbed silence, not feeling the minutes move or seeing the world as it buzzed around him. His thoughts constantly revolving around, what if? He hadn't been allowed in his parents' bedroom since his father's death, and his mind tortured him with possibilities that perhaps none of it had happened, that maybe his dad would come back, calling out in Layla's kitchen and apologising for being late home from somewhere they hadn't known he'd gone. Maybe even his drunken stumblings and creativity with his belt would have been welcome. Maybe. Layla stayed by his side and moved her bedding downstairs. At night, each of them lay quiet, listening for the other sounds of sleep, until Jacob thought he was alone in the waking world and he could sob into his pillow unheard. Late one afternoon, Penny Jane scuffed at the doorstep with her boots. Whispered words caught in the air and drifted to Layla like dandelions on the breeze. "Nervous breakdown, they think. She's in hospital. Get away from it all. New perspective." Her dad made some phone calls after that, shutting doors behind him with the slow squeeze of the handle. When he came to find her and Jacob, it was with a forced smile and a voice like a fishhook swathed in saccharin. "I've booked us a holiday. Us three, somewhere we can relax for a bit." Jacob's eyes slid towards Elliot, but seemed to stare through him. "What about my mum?" "She's still not feeling very well, Jacob. She's getting some rest. It'll do everyone good to have a break." Jacob's fists turned white at the knuckles, and then the strength seemed to drain out from him. "Okay," he whispered. His resigned shoulders sloped over his body as he shuffled from his perch and dragged himself up the stairs. Layla looked at her dad. The sickly smile vanished from his lips, replaced instead by fragile exhaustion. "Where are we going?" she asked. His mouth was a pinch. "Aunt Lorna's." That night, Layla listened for the steady in-out breath that followed Jacob's muffled sobs and stole from her bed. The dim woods that surrounded the roundhouse were still, the fabric of the night dense, allowing the air to carry the scent and sound of the crackling fire to Layla's ears. She followed the soft glow into the quietness of the roundhouse and sat in front of the hearth, the cloth of her pyjamas scuffling as she pulled the refilled ash pouch from her pocket. The old woman looked on, silent. Layla spoke to the fire, her voice low but certain. "I accept what I am, and I seek guidance." But this time, no faces appeared. The fire had no stories for her. Instead, only a letter, written on parchment, hung in the blaze. "Take it," rumbled the old woman. Layla hesitated before remembering the fear she'd felt the first time she'd entered the portal fire to the ancient hearth, and how now she didn't even consider being afraid of it. She extended her hand to grab the parchment, but immediately withdrew. This fire was not like the portal fire. It was beyond anything she'd ever felt. This fire housed a heat that screamed into her bones. She looked to the hearth tender, but her face remained inscrutable. Layla thought of Sam and Jacob and took a deep breath. She'd come so far, and she didn't know if she'd be able to return to the ancient hearth while she was at her aunt's. And so, as if from above herself, she watched as she plunged her hand into the fire once more. The pain ricocheted up her arm and into her chest. She steeled herself and reached in further still to seize the parchment, at last feeling the dry paper almost cool against her fingers. When she withdrew her hand from the fire, the flesh continued to burn, the skin smouldering. The hearth tender spoke before Layla had a chance to break the seal, a kindly hand raised.
"Take it with you to the house on the hill. They will help you there."
Layla opened her mouth to ask, but thought better of it. She knew she would find out soon enough. She stashed it, unread, in her pocket, and with its vicious edges dug into her thigh, walked away from the hearth, trudging through heartache, connecting one soul with the earth after the other in a stumbling, ungainly dance, which the moon looked down upon and yearned to repair with comfort. End of chapter 10. Twisted Roots was published by Wild Wolf Publishing and is available on Kindle via Amazon or as a downloadable PDF via my website. The links for both of these are in the description of this podcast. You can follow me on social media at twisted_roots_agparker or a_g_parker on Instagram. Please head to my website for other details and to keep updated with my poetry, performances, fiction, articles, and more. I hope you enjoyed listening to this latest chapter of Twisted Roots and that you tune in next time.